Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you found time to spend these next few minutes with me. I'm ministering on a message I've entitled Stop Kicking, and yesterday, as we rather laid a foundation, we were looking at the ninth chapter of Acts and shared a recounting of what happened to Saul when he was on his way to Damascus. It was a powerful and dramatic conversion experience. He was on his way to Damascus, chapter 9, verse 3 says, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I don't know about your conversion experience. Have you ever desired that God, as you listen to testimonies of people that have an experience with Jesus, they're taken up to heaven or some incredible supernatural thing, and you sometimes feel, well, goodness, I just gave my heart to the Lord. There wasn't anything spectacular about that. And let me just say or share a thought with you for your consideration. Did you ever consider, because God does reserve the right to deal with each of His children differently, that while you may be, spiritually envious, if one could say that, of people that have these wonderful experiences, did it ever occur to you that perhaps it is a sign of God's special affection and dealings with you because you don't need some powerful, dramatic thing to get you to serve Christ? You heard the gentle wooing and conviction of the Holy Spirit. I mean, look at the case of Saul. It took him being blinded and knocked off his horse before he would be brought to his senses, if you will. I know a situation, someone I know personally very well, a man who had an extraordinary spiritual experience it was totally supernatural. And it took that to get him to turn to Christ. And so I just want to suggest to you that if your experience wasn't quite as dramatic, that's okay. You weren't as stubborn, as rebellious as some may be, that it didn't take something that spectacular to get you to surrender to the Lord. So just a little thought in passing. At any rate, so what we see here is that Jesus says, first of all, Saul, you're persecuting me. And then he makes this very unusual statement. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And the point I'm sharing this is that there are some principles we can learn from the experiences he had in his life that will give us greater understanding of how the Lord deals with us in our own lives. And I had read and shared what Paul had said in verse 5 of chapter 9, but let me now turn over to Acts, the 26th chapter, and he gives a little more detailed account of that experience as he stands before King Agrippa and Festus. And he says in verse 12, whereupon as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth. In other words, God speaking just dropped them all off their horses. I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. And then he summarized, this is his vision statement, what God told him. And in verse 19, he says, Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. And so we see there are two testimonies, you know, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. Two different places in the Word of God where he relates what happened to him, his calling. And I want to take a diversion, as I did a little bit, I started to on yesterday's broadcast as we were bringing it to a close. The importance of having the Holy Spirit illumine the Word of God and the truths of God, His nature, His character. Now, what I just shared with you, this is the Authorized King James, which is my Bible. And I know there are some lines of thought among the body of Christ that you just need to use the Authorized King James, period. And that, you know, years ago I was given a Bible, a book about New Age versions of the Bible, in which there was relative proof, obvious proof, that some of these newer translations omit things like the Lordship of the Lord Jesus and the power of the blood. You know, that's not particularly appealing to modern audiences. So at any rate, it's very interesting that this statement, hard for thee to kick against the pricks, is not found in the Living Bible, the Revised Standard, the Contemporary English Version, the Phillips Translation, the New English Bible, Beck, the American Standard, the NAS, the NIV, the Williams. It's not in there, but it is found in the Modern Language, the Berkeley Edition, the New Life Testament, the Modern Language, and the Amplified. Well, I didn't want to lose you in that long recitation of the various versions, but it's interesting that there are portions omitted. And I'm thinking of another classic example would be in the Gospel of Mark, and I've shared this from time to time. There are those that say the text of Mark from basically verses 9 through 20 in that last chapter, chapter 16, it's just, you know, it's apparently broken off. It's not of superior quality. And basically that covers what the Lord is saying to his disciples, go into all the world, preach the gospel. He that believeth is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. This is the important thing. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And that's not referring to literal snakes, okay? It refers to demonic encounters with the enemy, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And so after these are red letter words of the Lord Jesus, some say that basically, well, you know, it's the authentic translation should just stop at 8. And anyone that's writing, there'd be no way they would leave the statement that they went out quickly. Peter, the disciples, fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed, and neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. End the gospel. Now, and interestingly, also, in the existing 4,200 Greek manuscripts that exist, 680 contain the Gospel of Mark. And only two don't have those disputed verses. That's pretty amazing. So you can see many times the translators of that, whatever their version is or whatever their original manuscripts they're using, they have an agenda. And the three Latin versions all have that. And these verses, the disputed verses in Mark, were never questioned until the fourth century. And of course, we know the devil purposely wants to do all that he can to deprive believers of that power and authority that have been given to them, because he does not want believers seeking to harm his plans and his purposes to, you know, defeat, at least that's his intent, the kingdom of God, that God's will would be done on earth even as it is in heaven. So, having said that, let's go back now to the what the King James has to say about kicking against the pricks. And it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he also, Paul quoted that as his own testimony to Agrippa and Festus in Acts, the 26th chapter, verse 14. And so what is being said here? The New King James Version says to kick against the goads. And let me just say by afterthought that God can use any of these versions. He can use Good News for Modern Man. He is not limited by the ways he can use to bring people to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we have to be very careful of being critical of how God chooses to bring someone to Christ. It does not matter. We may, you know, if any man has faith, let him have faith. Let him have conviction and assurance to himself and God alone. We must be very careful of being critical of how God chooses to deal with other people. The important thing is there must not be contradiction from the Word of God. So my time has just flown, and we're going to have to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to join me at the same time, and in a moment, the announcer will give our mailing and contact information. I invite you to write, share those prayer needs. I pray for you every day. I thank you for your prayers in behalf of this ministry. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.